Chapter 18, Preparing Your Digital Presence, Optimizing LinkedIn and Online Profiles. So don't use social media to sell. Use it to build relationships. Social media, definitely as a platform, according to me, is where you actually develop relationships. Social media as a platform connects you to anybody in any part of the world. It can definitely expand your network. It can make you meet people whom you actually wish to connect to, because you will see a lot of similarities with a lot of people. You can be part of groups, you can be a part of communities. So, various ways to connect with people on platforms which will make you give various ways to connect with people on platforms which will give you a sense of belongingness, which will make you feel you can relate and understand people. What is digital presence? Digital presence is the involvement of people and brands by using the internet environment such as websites and blogs. For companies, it is necessary to be a part of the virtual territories to generate more business. An online presence is highly important for building a brand's reputation. So when I talk of digital presence, it is all about how your business appears to be online. It is all about how you have presented yourself online through your websites, through the social media profiles. Now, what is in control when you are presenting yourself online? The way your website is put forward, the way you have put forward your social media pages. What is not within your control? You can talk of the reviews, the online reviews. That is not in your control. So, when we say that an online presence is highly important for building a brand's reputation, definitely you have to see to it that if reviews are not in your control, I'm talking of the online reviews, say a particular consumer has given a review which is not good at all, then you have to understand that that can impact your business. Now, that can impact your business if it becomes a regular feature. If it is not a regular feature and once in a while, then too, remember something, that anything negative is more visible and observed first than anything positive. The human mind has a tendency to get probably attracted to that negative point. Not always, but very often. So you have to see to it that the internet environment where you present yourself as a brand, where you talk of the products and services, you have to be very careful as to how you eventually show yourself in the digital world. Today's business is no longer limited to the traditional advertising methods. Businesses connect with people worldwide, and this has increased the importance of online presence. So, what we need to understand is that the online presence for any business is definitely going to influence the mindset, attitude, and perceptions of individuals. So you have to constantly see to it that you have a website which is, you know, expressed in a manner whereby you talk of that appeal in terms of words, so the visual appeal. You talk of the information that is put forward that can be highly convincing. So it is very important to invest time as far as online presence is concerned, because that is actually in your control. One aspect of life, whatever is within my control, I should put in all the time, effort and energy to see to it that it goes in the correct and appropriate direction. What is not in my control, I can see what can be done to improve. So as I just gave an example, if I talk of customer reviews, I have to put in effort to understand what can be done to make changes there. Importance of digital presence. A well-designed website an active social media presence will draw the attention of the audience and contribute to the trust and credibility. Now, your website, to a great extent, will attract potential customers. Your website can have a certain thought process created in the minds of the consumers, where we talk of enhancing credibility, where we talk ideally of understanding what can be done to bring an impact on the minds of the individuals. That means here I talk of the consumers, I talk of people who are going through our website regularly. So any website, besides attracting consumers, besides focusing on consumer engagement, besides focusing on how it can set the trend where people feel that whatever content is there, it is somewhere making us feel that this is what we are looking for. So that is where you talk of even credibility. Right? The content that is available online and within your control is the information on your websites, blogs, and social media profiles. So this we just discussed, that what is within my purview, within my control, I have to see to it that I go all out of my way to have it in a manner which is the best. So when we talk of digital presence for companies, it is necessary to actually use an intelligent and strategic way to generate more business and get results by making use of digital presence. The content that is not within your control is the feedback, ratings, and customer reviews. So all what I can do is that if that content is not within my control, I can definitely put in all the effort as to how and what can be done so that we keep improving, so that feedback and reviews keep changing for the better. Digital communication appeals the audience with credible sources. So you know what? A lot about you, when I talk of, say, your website, it is a lot about you, your organization, your products, services, right? So what do you really get by that? That how you are presenting yourself. Are you creating that kind of image which makes you credible? Are you creating that kind of image where you are attracting potential consumers or potential audience? That has to be manageable. So your online presence will give you the opportunity to highlight your skills, abilities, and expertise. So you know what? Everyone does that. But the way you highlight your skills, abilities, and expertise, that depends on you. So it's like this. If you go for an interview, just like you, say 30 more candidates have come for an interview, just for example. So if everyone is going to be the same, what are we looking for? Something unique, something different. At the same time, having those skills, that qualification, those qualifications, maybe that ability, that mindset. But how you present yourself, the overall package, that is something that we look for. Now, when I talk of preparing digital presence, you talk of LinkedIn. LinkedIn is a professional networking site. When I talk of LinkedIn, what is important? I want to connect with people on the professional front. So it could be for someone who's looking for a job. It could be for someone who's actually, you know, doing well and at a senior level, but wants that everybody gets to know of him or her through that profile, because that's what LinkedIn is all about, right? Then when I talk Facebook, so LinkedIn is a professional networking site. Facebook is a social networking site, right? And when I talk of Twitter, where you share news, information, and then of course you have followers there. So how are these platforms used? So LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter gives individuals a platform to network and showcase their experience and skills. Making effective use of other social media platforms such as Instagram and Reddit for business promotions. We will discuss this as we go ahead. Yeah? A digital presence is having your resume available online. Definitely when your resume is available online, that too. You know, very often you can just send a link and they click on that link and then they can see your resume. So we are living in different times. It is, of course, up to the organization, up to you. Here I'm talking of your resume, I'm talking of interviews, right? So we're talking of basically digital presence. By creating a digital presence through LinkedIn, you are sharing your skills and experience to a large audience. So LinkedIn is all about, as I said, it's a professional networking site. Are you looking for the right job with the right connections? When I talk of LinkedIn, you can say it is a business and employment based platform. Okay, when I say business and employment based platform, it is a social media platform. Also, companies can conduct internet background checks for the audience to get access to more information about the candidate and whether the candidate is fit for being hired. So definitely today you have your presence on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter. So that definitely gives an idea to any organization to understand you. See, a lot about you is said through a profile, right? And very often before actually meeting you in person, they may go through all these profiles to see your social media presence. So of course, one needs to be careful anyways. According to me, I personally feel how you I present myself, why these social media platforms, I personally feel that it is very important to be presentable. It is very important to sound convincing, especially if you're talking of, say, LinkedIn, right? So how you're a worthy candidate or not, a lot can be decided through these profiles. Now, when I talk of digital platform for job seekers, when we talk of LinkedIn, it is the world's largest professional networking site. It is for business people to connect and find new opportunities. So for LinkedIn, it offers a free basic membership to people. When I say it offers a free basic membership to people who want to create their own profile and somewhere you can say that maintain that professional profile. So when you create a free basic membership for people and you maintain that profile, right? You can use it to find the right job, connect with companies and strengthen professional relationships. So definitely members can invite anyone to become a connection, right? So I can invite people so that I get more connections, or just the way somebody can invite you and you accept it. So as we said, it is to find the right job and connect with companies too. That is most important. Your LinkedIn profile will tell people who you are and what do you do. So you can express your professional experiences and achievements. So your LinkedIn profile will actually help you tap into your network of professionals, right? I want to get into that network where there are professionals. So it'll help you get into this, right? Now we talk of digital platform for job seekers. LinkedIn's power for graduates and students. LinkedIn is a powerful job searching tool. Students and graduates can make use of LinkedIn to connect with professional networks and to create a brand for yourself. A LinkedIn profile will serve as an ongoing a LinkedIn profile will serve as an ongoing professional presence. So LinkedIn is a platform for anyone who's looking to expand their career, who's looking for a job, someone who's actually a fresher, right? Someone who's actually wanting to create that kind of impact through his or her profile and get access to better opportunities. So there could be varied ways and means to make use of LinkedIn. Now, when we talk of the power for graduates, then definitely how you present yourself as a fresher or someone who's not got work experience. So how will you put forward certain aspects which will sound and look convincing? That too can be done depending on the knack and skill you have. See, there is something like transferable skills or portable skills, like leadership skills can be discussed, problem solving skills can be discussed, how you bring about unity, bonding, cohesion in a team. So you as a fresher or just a graduate can have that opportunity to express your skills. When I say just a graduate, it means that you are yet wanting to pursue academics maybe, or you've just completed your graduation, but how do you want to express yourself? Through a professional networking site. That is where these transferable or portable skills can come into picture. LinkedIn profiles go beyond a digital resume and can provide insight and guidance during this job search. So I have to understand one point. For every job that I apply, there will be thousands of others who will also be applying. Considering the competition, considering the demands for, people having skills, right? So what is important? How do I set my profile apart? How do I enhance my brand? What can I do so that I attract more of peers, more of consumers, more of managers, more of recruiters towards my profile? That is what needs to be looked into. Now we talk of sections of LinkedIn profile, first is name, heading or URL, then skills, and then knowledge and training. We discuss these. When I talk of name or headline, is the first part of the profile that recruiters or third parties will see. The headline is used to describe who you are, your current role, and the subject of study, and what you want to achieve. But this has to be done in brief. So when I talk of making use of LinkedIn, what exactly am I doing in terms of my work, in the simplest of words? I have to talk of my current roles, responsibilities, and duties. I have to be very specific with the kind of work that I am doing. I have to be able to express what exactly I have also pursued in terms of my academics, my specialization, at all those concepts will be mentioned here. Then I talk of the skills section of the profile where you can list your key skills, competencies, and traits. If you are using soft skills or hard skills, consider how best they can be applied. See, why are you being hired? Because you have those skills and those abilities. So you have to have that skill to express your skills well. Because those skills will be the deciding factor to a great extent whether you should be hired or not. It is important to put forward the most necessary skills that the recruiters are looking for. So you can, make changes on your profile as and when required, according to me. I mean, what I'm trying to say, it should look tailor fit, especially when you're applying. But, that depends on a lot of factors. What we suggest is that if you have specific aspects in terms of what is your career, in terms of what have you specialized in terms of academics, then it can be mentioned very appropriately, and then that will be the defining factor for you to express your skills well also. Then I talk of knowledge and training. Can also provide credible information to the employers. Employers may be keen to know about the candidate certifications and training provided for soft skills or for technical skills. This section can focus on earned skill sets and level of proficiency. So when we talk of knowledge and training, definitely the more you have achieved in terms of training, certifications, various training sessions specially provided so that you improve and get better. Training sessions can be very knowledgeable and informative. Then definitely this is going to increase your level of proficiency, and thus there will be a demand to hire and recruit such individuals. So this, again, the way you put it forward and the way it is expressed, it all depends on you, right? So it is required that one includes more details of the role, that talks of accomplishments and experiences. Definitely, your accomplishments can serve as, a factor for you to progress and move forward. Thus, a LinkedIn profile will help boost visibility of job seekers and make it easier to expand your professional network. The more connected you are, the more you will be able to find the right job for the right person. That means the more connections you have, the more you're aware that you have these connections, the more it'll help you to get exactly what you are looking for. Right? So it is basically a lot about you, clarity of thought process, and how you present yourself. What is an optimized LinkedIn profile? An optimized LinkedIn profile will increase the likelihood of your name appearing in searches. When I say it'll increase the likelihood of your name appearing in searches, it means that your profile is in such a way that maximum people navigate to it directly. Your profile is keyword rich. Your profile is something unique and outstanding. So it helps you or gives you that added advantage for people to go through your profile. A complete LinkedIn profile will focus on summarizing your professional experience. And thus, it'll create, you know, that kind of impact on your connections, your future employees, etc. So it showcases your value and professional brand. Also, an optimized LinkedIn profile will show who you are and what you are an expert in. So when we talk of a complete LinkedIn profile, it means we are managing our connections well. It also means that you can showcase your professional skills, your milestone, your achievements, which will make your profile all the more keyword rich. When I say put up a professional profile picture, it means that you should have a picture which is uploaded and which is of superior quality. The image should be of superior quality. You should not crop a picture. It should be ideally your picture whereby it is put up and it shows that you are having a professional picture put up out there. The strength of your LinkedIn profile can have a huge impact on your ability to engage the right audience. When I say the strength of your LinkedIn profile can have a huge impact on your ability to engage the right audience, definitely my profile is the one which will connect me to one and all. So what is my profile going to have in terms of information? That is most important, right? The profile optimization is how you make your social profile appear to the best of your advantage. So it should be very presentable. That means the words used are apt. Also, the words at which finally form the sentences. Also the words which ideally are put forward through sentence construction. Those words are actually going to have the ability to increase your chances of getting better job offers. Now we talk of steps for an optimized LinkedIn profile. Choose a professional photo and make sure your face is absolutely included in the profile. Well, on Facebook, you can have a picture whereby you know that it is not necessary that it needs to look professional. But here when I say choose a professional photo, it means ideally it should only be your photo, not with anybody else, neither with children nor with pets, for example, right? Use a high resolution image, and it is important to set an appropriate background image, right? So as discussed before, the image should be such that it should not be of inferior quality. It should be of superior quality. The lack of a profile photo creates a negative impression on the recruiters. The very fact that you're not willing to put your photo is that it makes the recruiter or the hiring manager feel, why is it that you are not willing to put up a picture? Remember, a LinkedIn profile with a picture will have more chances of being navigated through and will probably increase your chances also for future prospects. So I personally feel nothing should stop you from putting up a profile photo. Next, include your exact address with the city and PIN code needs to be mentioned. Now see, this is something which is very debatable. Like sometimes it is said you cannot have your exact address put out there, because when you have your address put out there, it may not really be considered safe. So I sometimes feel that when they say the city, right, because when you talk of job options, right, where are you looking for a particular job, the location, that's what I mean. So at that juncture, it may be helpful. So I personally somehow feel that the exact address with the city, the exact address, according to me, should not be mentioned. This is my view. LinkedIn can help you find local jobs and influences how you appear in the search results and helps connect with relevant opportunities. Basically, it is a platform to connect. Basically, when I talk of LinkedIn, you are wanting to connect with like-minded professionals. Basically, we are talking of connecting with people from various backgrounds. It could be someone who's ideally a business owner, someone who's an entrepreneur. It could be a job seeker. It could be a graduate. It could be anybody. But what I personally feel is that we all have to understand how to make effective usage of this platform and then go as per that. Third step, provide your contact details, which includes your email address on your profile. Definitely, email address is something that is very important so that they can connect with you. Now, your contact details, which includes your email address, your mobile number. See, these aspects, this is not something that has to be told to you. This is understood, right? That these details have to be put forward. Next, describe your skills and experience in details. So what sets you apart from other professionals in the same field? How are you ideally unique? What is it that makes you different from the others? Never mind if you have the same skills, education as others, but yet how are you somewhere portraying yourself to be different? Mention the skills that you use regularly, and it will help the recruiters understand your areas of expertise. So the skills used by you, that will definitely help the recruiters, no? Because the recruiters are looking for people to be hired, but who have those skills. So that is something that is important. Next is make your URL. URL, Uniform Resource Locator. So URL is a unique web address actually branded for marketing. It is very specific to your website. So basically, it is possible to customize the URL your profile is linked from. And when we talk of URL, they're saying by default, LinkedIn will provide you a customized URL that will be alphanumeric. So what are we trying to say out here? That it is simpler for employers and recruiters to find you when you have your personal URL or your personalized URL, right? Next is establish connections with other professionals. The larger your network connections, the more employers and recruiters will be able to connect with you. So it is important again that I keep adding, you know, more people, inviting more people. That means I get, you know, to connect with people when I send and invite, and of course they accept it. So it is somewhere about expanding your network. Now, what kind of data can be shared on LinkedIn? You can share your blog posts on LinkedIn. That is one way to expand your reach and build brand awareness and drive traffic to your website. See, for any website, the more you create brand awareness, the more you have, you know, consumer engagement, the more it will enhance your credibility and improve your image. So you can ideally do wonders by actually having that kind of data on LinkedIn, which will expand your reach. Next is summary. Summary is a source of information for showcasing your unique skills. When I talk of summary, the limit is 2,000 words, and it is important that, sorry, when I talk of summary, the limit is 2,000 characters, and it is important that the headline of your summary catches the attention of the reader and keeps the reader engaged. When I say it catches the attention of the reader, that means it is somewhere gripping. It is somewhere having that kind of, taking the attention of the reader, that this is something exceptional in terms of information, right? Sometimes when you say, wow, look at the way, the resume is worded, just see the start, right? So, for example, when you talk of professional summary, something very exceptional, that's what it is. A professional LinkedIn summary will show that you are an expert in that particular field and can encourage others to get in touch with you for any opening in their organization. So, you know what? When you are showcasing yourself as an expert, but then too, the way you worded it will make them feel that you are really an expert and worthy of being hired. So, of course, one way to get yourself across is by showcasing you're an expert. While there is no such thing as a perfect summary, okay, or as a perfect, sorry, while there is no such thing as a perfect LinkedIn profile, using this platform correctly can make it a powerful tool to achieve your goals. Now we talk of digital platform for job seekers, which is Facebook, now known as Meta. Now we talk of the next platform, digital platform for job seekers, Facebook, now known as Meta. So LinkedIn is a professional networking site. Facebook is a social networking site. There is a big difference between the two. Digital profiles are a tool in all key decision-making processes. Facebook can create job postings using the Facebook features. Now, what features are we talking of? These postings can appear. How do these postings appear? So, for example, you can talk of it appearing in terms of news feed. So, how is it put forward there? Let us go further with it. The Facebook posts with images have far more an outreach and engagement of posts than without images. Now, of course, it is understood that when you talk of images being put up, images create an impact on the mind. A picture is worth a thousand words. So images will also influence the thought process. So that is one aspect. Next, you can upload a video or videos, and videos play automatically on Facebook. It is said that people spend more time looking at a video than static content on the platform. So when you spend more time looking at a video, it is very normal for us to remember what we've actually seen rather than what we've actually read. That is where there's a difference. So when a video is actually seen and heard, it ideally creates a higher impact than the content which is put forward in terms of words. Reasons job seekers should have a digital presence. Your online presence can help you demonstrate your expertise and increase your credibility with potential employers. Definitely. Because whenever you talk of information put forward in a written communication manner, then it is very specific and your expertise will be mentioned very exceptionally. So it helps you gain a competitive edge in today's business environment. It expands accessibility and visibility of your profile. Your online presence can highlight your interests and hobbies, and it highlights what you did and what you can do in the future. Thus, job seekers are advised to take advantage of online tools to demonstrate the value in the market. See, now times are such that you have to make proper use of online tools because online tools are giving you an added advantage. It's serving the purpose in the sense it's connecting you to connections, And when we talk of, for example, of LinkedIn profile, for example, you have an employer who's looking for an individual in that specific city. So that also is an advantage which you can get. Of course, as mentioned, I would not agree that you put in your full address because that is sensitive information. But at least your city, then that can be an added advantage. Basic guidelines you must follow for enhancing digital visibility. Specify your field of interest, whether it is through a blog post or a video, as it addresses your audience's inquiry. So you have to be certain about the type of work you have done and will continue doing so, right? So your field of interest, definitely, especially when it's mentioned through video, then the outreach is far more. It's very specific because you're doing it through video. You're putting forward information through video. So definitely that visibility will create an impact. And especially if you're a powerful orator and you have that appeal to reach to a large audience, it'll make a difference to you. Updating your skills and engaging the users with content that can be captivating will enhance your digital profile visibility. We've discussed this in the past also, that you have to have information which is attention grabbing. You have to have information which is going to make you really stand out as compared to others. You have to have information which is somewhere, you know, more having that kind of influence on others. Stay up to date and consider how you come across to others. I have to keep reminding myself, how am I coming across to others? Whether it's through a LinkedIn profile or whether it's through face-to-face communication. And when we talk of online presence, how is it felt? Not only by customers, but also by my peers and potential collaborators. So that kind of self-awareness, self-introspection is necessary. Conclusion, the best way to increase online visibility is to prioritize SEO, which is search engine optimization, right? And also focus on being active online. The content should be user-focused. Whatever I'm putting forward, it should be from the opposite person's point of view. That means the information I put forward, is it appropriate from the opposite person's point of view? I will put up what I feel is correct. But is it creating that impact? That is important. And using the right keywords. Thus, to improve the web presence and do content marketing, the strategies should be of prime concern. So you have to use your internet environment strategically, using your logic and rational thought process to express information. We're done with this chapter. Thank you.